Hello. Yo.
Hi everyone, welcome to the next episode of the Biff and Chris Show. What are we going to talk about today?
I believe the agenda was talking about racism and crypto. That's our hot topic for today.
So, do you think black people should be allowed to get involved in the crypto market?
I believe that everybody should be allowed to get involved in the crypto market, mate.
But why black people?
Well, because I believe that they've got the same rights as every other human being. And
but do you not think this is going to lead to crime in the end?
Explain why you think it would.
Well, for example, I joined a cryptocurrency group on Facebook, and straight away I had messages from about 50 black people trying to scam me. I had no messages from white people trying to scam me at all, just black people.
All right, okay.
So that's on a smaller scale, but what I'm saying is, you know, it's a recipe for disaster as soon as you involve colored people in the mix. It's going to lead to crime straight away.
Can you give any examples of where this has happened in previous industries?
Just when we stopped using them as slaves, basically. The crime rate all across the planet.
Really? What statistics have you got to back that up?
You take a look at the news, the crime statistics in America, the jail, black people, you know.
Do you not think that could be maybe because they're being oppressed? Because the white man knows that the black man's superior in their athletics and their sexual stamina and the penis size. So do you not think maybe that's just...
Do you remember there was a big tsunami, hurricanes there last year somewhere? The black people took the opportunity to go and loot all the shops in between this.
That's true. It was mainly black people.
They're natural criminals.
Right. Do you like black people?
Yeah, I do like them, I like them when they're rapping and boxing.
But not when they're scamming or looting.
No. Because it's... what is it? Talking to Chris.
It's a frigging podcast.
That's just my white daughter there.
Is she really white? Like real, real white?
Do you not think it'd be a good idea to just ban black people from the crypto market?
Well, you know.
Let me just stop you right there. You know, the reason that I don't do it is because black people do it. No, and
so do you think more white people would join if they thought it was a black free zone?
I think the value of the market would definitely go up.
Yeah,
I'm not racist. I'm just explaining my situation on the market right now.
Well, I'm not racist either, but you know, black people are pretty much scum on the earth. You know, they're only out to rob people, rape people.
You see what I've seen today on one of the very popular social networking sites. I won't name it on the podcast, but it's a very popular one. And what they were saying was they're planning using Idris Elba as the next James Bond.
Right.
I mean, that James Bond is white, you know.
Yeah.
Why would they think it's acceptable to use a black person? You know, I'm not racist, you know, but James Bond's white. That's just like using, like, let's say, Daniel Craig in the Nelson Mandela movie, you know?
Yeah, word up, dear brother. It's kind of contradictory to what James Bond stands for as well, because in many films he's always killed black men. There'd be a few black characters.
Yeah,
and I think that's mainly the reason. I think that's mainly the reason why a lot of people watch that, is so they can watch James Bond kill black people, you know. It's just like Hollywood; they've got to have what they call token Negroes. Don't you ever heard of them before?
Yeah, I often see them even in real life. Like I was going to the shop the other day, and I heard the door, the shop, door opening, like the bell rang, and I turned around, and the token standing there, just coming in the door. I was like, oh, there's the token, you know. But I do see them myself.
Just trying to normalize it, mate. Just one. And for anybody that's out there listening, you know, maybe you could call in and give us your
Yeah,
points of view on it.
definitely. Everyone's welcome. Even black people, white people are welcome too.
Yeah.
Everyone's.
Yeah.
Defend the Negro way of life, with robbing and stealing and raping. Just defend that. Tell us why it's okay. So what do you
To be honest with you, I got in at the right time, and I left at the right time. So I'm happy with what I did and how much money I earned from it. Managed to get myself a nice car and sorted my mortgage out and paid off my mother's mortgage, and I donated a couple of pounds to charity and things like that,
Oh,
but
really? What charities did you support?
it was the Sick Children's White Hospital or something like that. It was,
For
yeah, it
Caucasian
was
kids, basically.
just local kids,
That the
just some local sick kids. A
Yeah.
couple, a couple of, a couple of young children were attacked by black dogs, who were Labradors or something. So I kind of just paid to get the dogs put down and some care for the kids and things.
That's
Just,
pretty good. That was called Cryptomer.
yeah. So, what did you have? What do you think about the whole
I think it's a bubble, and I think it's burst, and I think people haven't realized it's burst yet. They're waiting for it to come back up, but essentially it's going to go to zero, because it's just based on speculation and what has pros call the greater fool theory, whereby
the greatest
you're
what,
buying on
sorry?
the greater fool theory. It's based on the fact,
You
the
vaping
hope
right now?
that. No, I'm driving.
Oh,
Driving.
I told you before you joined not to fucking vape during the podcast, but I've just been carry on.
All right. Yeah, the greater fool theory. It basically works on the principle that you're only buying something because you hope that there's going to be a greater fool who will buy it for more than you paid for it.
Right.
Further in time. And thus, eventually you run out of fools, and you'll just get some fucking absolute idiots holding this fucking shit coin, which is essentially useless.
Yeah.
So why would you want to use that over maybe cash or to banks? I can transfer any money in the world. It doesn't really matter. There's no need for Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Government do a pretty good job of making sure that we've all got plenty of money.
I don't know. It's just I think the pound has the pound not dropped now to nearly the same currency as a dollar.
No, no.
Not exactly, but like it's getting really close now.
Getting real weak real quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got
You
inflation there.
think the crypto market could be affecting the strength of the pound that much?
Well, one Bitcoin used to be worth $1.
Yeah, that's when I bought one.
Now $1 is worth 0.00000002000 Bitcoin approximately. So it shows you how much stronger Bitcoin is as a currency. So, you want a whole Bitcoin, you've got to spend $6,500 right now.
Yeah.
So that's essentially a Bitcoin 6,500 times better than a dollar.
But
But it's just
can I buy prostitutes with a cryptocurrency?
well, yes.
Yes, I
Short
can.
answer, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you can buy anything with cryptocurrencies as long as the retailer accepts Visa,
then you could pay with Bitcoin.
So do you not think you could be a pimp as long as you didn't accept cash?
Well, you could accept cash and Bitcoin. They're not.
But could I go, like, just say, right, I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to go through a few loopholes. And I'm sort of saying to the police, well, you know, the people are coming here and they're having sex, but they're not paying me. They're not paying me cash. They're paying me cryptocurrency. But if it's not accepted, I mean, can the police confiscate cryptocurrency from you?
Yes.
They can.
Yes, there's been many people have had their cryptocurrency taken from them, confiscated. For example, there was a dark web exchange called Silk Road. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Well, it was like a big, it was the OG marketplace in the dark web. And when it got busted and raided, there was thousands of Bitcoin confiscated. And essentially, the FBI held these bitcoins and they auctioned them off to raise money. So the money went to the state.
That's fucked up, eh?
Yes.
So what did they do? What did the government do with the crypto when they steal it?
So they auctioned it off. They auctioned it. And they converted it to fiat cash.
Motherfuckers. So there must be a way that I can become a pimp using cryptocurrency and not get in trouble for it.
Yes, well, you could just hire a few ladies. How many Bitcoin have you got, roughly?
Well, I'm not really one to say on the podcast because there's fucking obviously thousands of people listening. But I'll give you a message afterwards. And,
if you've got Bitcoin, you've got power. You can do the fuck you want. You're basically the opposite of a black person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you reckon, like, if I walked out in the street and somebody was walking their dog and I just walked up and booted their dog right in the fucking ribs and started fucking thumbing his arsehole, and what the fuck you doing? I'll say, here. And I showed them a screenshot of my balance. He would just say, oh, no. You're all right, mate. Just take the dog, you know?
Yeah, well, pretty much, because they'll probably think that you could hide a hitman off the dark web or something with that kind of friends and take them clean out. So, yeah, there's nobody fucked with you. You've got crypto. So that's another reason why we need to ban black people from cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
Because, you know, first we're fucking de-slaving them, but then we manage to hold on to them with money. They're always going to be a slave to the money. If these Negroes, shall we say, have financial freedom. Can you imagine what's going to happen to the crime rate then?
Christ, I know.
But first they had physical freedom,
mm-hmm.
and they were allowed to leave the fields. So then what happens after that? You know?
I think the farms and the farmers and everything, I mean, they're struggling to keep up with the chicken demands as it is. Can you imagine if they had unlimited funds to eat as much chicken as they wanted?
Yes.
Holy shit, they would be an absolute outrage.
I'm very sorry. I must apologise, but I've got a meeting to go into just now. But you can speak to the audience yourself and I can join back again in 5 minutes.
If they want to end it there for just now, do you want to do a beatbox to end the day? Or maybe you could do, I don't know, what beatbox can you do that's good?
No.
What about the Rihanna one? What's it called? A pine pipe like a pipe man.
I believe I've got a bit of a sore voice right now. I can't really do that.
Okay, everybody, thanks for tuning in to the Biff and Chris Show. Stay tuned for more episodes in the future.
Word up.
Word up. Peace. Bye-bye.